Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, I should turn your mic on, Julia. Sorry about that.
Hey, and Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-453, that allows you to bring up anything that's on your mind. We can come back to the spanking story in a moment, but Sid is on the line in Kentucky to start things out this hour. Sid, you're in Louisville. What's on your mind tonight? Sid, in Kentucky, going once. Sid in Kentucky, going twice. Do we have Sid?
I'm right here.
There he is. Go ahead, Sid.
Yeah, I'm taking you right back to the spanking story. That's why I called in.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Great.
Yeah, you know, you're telling the story, and I'm sitting here thinking we need the guys, the religious police, you know, and let it just happen. And not that this is a religious issue, but her ready to yield just makes it so easy. Let's find a group of men who have a thing about hitting people and give them whips. And whoever wants to be whipped, raise your hand.
So this is kind of like the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia that run around whipping folks, except they don't do it voluntarily.
Yeah, which is a totally opposite of volunteerism. I guess it isn't. I guess it isn't opposite. It's exactly volunteerism, but very extreme.
Yeah, this young lady did not really opt for the spanking, the corporal punishment is what I want to call it. Corporal punishment in a free way. She was 2 days suspension for allowing a student to read off of her test, basically, mm-hmm. And copy off of her test. So
she went through a day and then decided, rather than go through another day of suspension, she'd rather just go ahead and be spanked and go back to school.
Yeah, this was an either-or situation, so she decided she'd rather take the spanking over the in-school suspension, or the suspension, I should say. And, to me, that... to some extent, she opted into it, but it's just a bad punishment all around. What's the point in suspending a student for showing another student their paper?
I guess I would want to know a little bit more about the person who gave her the either-or, you know, because I get a vision of somebody rubbing their hands together, hoping for the one than the other.
Well, that's one of the things and it's interesting you bring that up, because that's one of the factors that is not really addressed in this news article from voiceofamarillo.com is... whether or not she was presented with this as an option up front. Oh, well, look, Taylor, you can either accept 2 days of suspension or you can go ahead and take a spanking. The way the story's presented almost makes it sound like she knew that it was an option and came to them and said, hey, can I do this instead? But it's not really made clear.
Hey, I've heard about this spanking thing. I'll take one.
Yeah.
Sid, so what do you? How do you feel about spanking as far as its effectiveness and, in controlling behavior?
I don't think hitting anybody for any reason, whether you're a civilian, whether you're a policeman, whether you're a judge, whether you're a service member.
I totally agree.
I was in the military for 10 years. I was well trained. I was trained how to kill people. I don't want to ever see anybody be trained like that again.
Thank you, Sid, for your call. Any other thoughts you want to share?
No. I just I thought I'd call you. I was playing poker online and thought I'd give you a holler.
Excellent. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I totally agree. I think that spanking is hitting. And, you can call whatever you want to justify if that's what you do with your kids. But you don't need it. And there are other options for disciplining young people who misbehave.
So, this story as a lead-in to a discussion on spanking, I feel, is somewhat inappropriate, because this is corporal punishment as opposed to...
Well, it can also be a discussion on corporal punishment. I mean, you can talk about whatever aspect of this you'd like.
I would love to hear the person saying that it makes sense to them to administer spankings to high school students.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to hear that.
Apparently, it makes sense to the principal of the school.
At 14 years old, a person can opt in to be married in this country.
Usually, with parental consent.
Usually, have to get parental consent, but I mean, there are people getting married at 14 in this country, and the idea, and that's the age of high school students. The idea that you're going to hit adults in order to teach them things, I got to hear it. Please, to hear it, tell me the reasons. I don't understand.
That's why I'm under the impression that the girl was maybe suggested it so that she could just not get suspended, and that she just talked him into it, and he was some sort of pervy guy, so he was like, okay. I mean, has this ever happened at the school before?
It must. I mean, for this to be something that it wasn't even an option on the table.
But I wonder
if... The school board does have a corporal punishment policy.
But, I wonder... I don't feel like it was an option that was presented to her, and that's just my speculation and a guess.
Right.
But
yeah,
I feel like
no
she suggested it. Hey,
that's the way the story makes it sound.
Instead?
Yeah, it makes it sound like she brought it up. And they went with it. And now they're looking... Apparently, the school board is actually looking at doing away with corporal punishment, which, as the article editorializes here and says, can we get a resounding, it's about time. Yeah, hello, the 21st century and school boards still have corporal punishment on the books?
You know, the school I went to, and obviously this was, I'm 42 or 41. I'm not sure. I'm somewhere in there. it changes every year.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
know how anybody can possibly keep up. But, we had spanking, but this was only that I only recall the paddle being shown to us when we were in elementary school. And this was a religious school, so I would expect them to hold on to the spanking a little longer, the spare the rod, spoil the child nonsense.
So, meaning the school that you were at was like a school that covered all the grades? Was it one of those?
It was
elementary,
but,
middle, and high school?
Yeah, but it was in different buildings.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this was...
But the administrators were the same group of people, and you're saying they didn't show the paddle to anyone else? It was not an option for high schoolers?
I don't know if it was an option for high schoolers. I didn't go for high school.
Oh,
I did
right.
go for middle school,
right.
or excuse me, we called it junior high. I did go for junior high, but I was only shown in like kindergarten. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a big shiny stick, kids.
Did it have the holes in it?
No, this was a piece of driftwood that the principal had, was showing off.
Driftwood. So could you get some splinters from it or something?
It was shellacked.
I see.
I mean, they spent some time on this
That's
device.
Sick. I just think it's sick. The whole concept. Either way, Ms. Jorgensen, mom here, is pretty upset. She is filing some sort of complaint, but I guess it's not really a lawsuit. She's just complaining with the school board, and, you know, they're going to have meetings, and odds are good that nobody's going to get fired over this. Probably the worst case is going to be some sort of administrative
discipline. I wouldn't fire anybody over it.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody. I don't see any reason to fire anybody over it. I just don't.
Well, like you said, it was consensual.
Judgment would be my. I would imagine the vice principal says to himself. I think we know that it's a vice principal and a him at this point.
Yes.
Says to himself, well, there is the spanking option. It's the school board's policy. She's come and asked for it. What do I do? I guess I follow the rules. I mean, I can see him feeling like he was in that position.
I think it's interesting that she was able to consent to this when the age of consent is probably not 15 in Texas.
16 at least.
It's at least 16. So
she can consent to a paddling.
She can consent to a beating,
sex.
But not sex. Even though this sort of beating could be considered sexual.
I would prefer.
Couldn't
at,
it? Right.
At 18 years.
Like, isn't that why they don't want the male to do the spanking? Is because it could be considered sexual?
I don't know. I would assume that it has something to do with that, but just because it's sexual, it could be sexual on either side, though. And I think
sure.
more damage can be done if the recipient of the spanking believes that it is that the other person is sexual, whether they are or not. You know, it's just that's where the damage comes in to the quote unquote victim, the victim of
it
the power.
It doesn't sound like she believed that was the case.
It doesn't sound that way to me either. You know, I mean, it comes down to how someone perceives an action.
All right, so toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Mark, you pulled up an article here from LiveScience.com, which you have sent out via Twitter and Facebook.
And actually, Live Science wrote this article in response to the situation, as I understand it.
That's probably not the case.
Okay.
This article... Oh, yeah, I see this. Okay, I was looking at the... I was confused. I thought this was one we had shared before, because it... Looks similar. But anyway, yeah, so I guess they did. Yep, in a seemingly counterintuitive move, a Texas school district has changed its policies. So we didn't get that bit of detail in our version of the story. To allow opposite gender faculty to paddle students after a controversy.
So now it's
okay to do what they did. So instead of getting rid of corporal punishment, which is what the suggestion was in the news story, the actual result of this has been that, oh, it's fine if a male...
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't say that. I knew that was the case.
855-453, what do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. A daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
We are responsible to cooperate with the Holy Spirit toward positive change in our lives. So let's be determined to eliminate the mixture that comes out of our mouth. We can't do it by ourselves. The Bible says no man can tame the tongue, but with God's help, we can do anything He asks us to do. So many people go to church and sing songs of praise to God, and then go to lunch and slander the very people they sat with in church. I lean and rely on God every day to help me control my mouth because I need His help. I want good things to come out of it. Can you or I tame our tongue? The truth is that we cannot do it without God's help, but with God all things are possible, even the taming of the tongue. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733 is where you can dial us up, get on the air, talk about anything you want. That is the point of this radio program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And joining you in the studio tonight here, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, by the way, the website features include news.freetalklive.com. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up to follow news updates about Free Talk Live via email. also Twitter and Facebook. But if you're on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get more than just the news about the show. You'll also get updates during the show. We'll tweet out some of the links to the show prep that we're discussing on the air. So like this spanking story that we've been talking about, you can immediately link to that. It used to be you had to wait till afterwards. Of course, we're not always the best about it. We might forget. But after the fact, we'll always post them on the BBS. But it allows us to be more interactive with you. Obviously, you've got the phone lines. You can call in. But you can also make comments on our Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, of course, I asked a question about the spanking issue and, you know, how do you feel about it as a punishment? And, you know, we've had some responses there. You're welcome to chime in over on either Twitter or Facebook, whatever your preference, or follow us on both if you like, because there's a different crew that comments in one place versus another. So if you're only watching on Facebook, you'll only get to see what the Facebookers say, and they may not be, participating on Twitter. So it's fun, and you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those things. So we can continue with the live science piece here about, you know, the science of spanking as to whether or not it's effective as a punishment.
I've read this story, and I'm not ready to go for the science of spanking on this article.
Okay. Well, I haven't, but you said you didn't want to read it, so you passed it on to me because it would feel like an endorsement to you, and you don't want to sound like you're endorsing not spanking.
I think there's wisdom in the I think there's wisdom in the article that they do say some things that are true, but to me they say things in a way that does not take an unbiased stance.
Let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to Nico in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. Actually, my question wasn't related to this story. I hope that's okay. But I wanted to ask, I guess, a little bit about the whole housing crisis that we've all gone through. Because I'm struggling a little bit to figure out how this whole thing couldn't have happened in a free market. And I guess my biggest thing is, you know, lenders selling people houses, or lending people houses, mortgages, I guess, and then selling those mortgages off to other people so it's no longer in their hands. And you know, it's a really complicated topic, and I didn't know if you were able to speak on that.
As far as why the housing bubble happened and how it wouldn't have necessarily occurred in a free market?
Yeah, I mean, I know a bit about why it happened from a conventional stance, but I don't know how it couldn't have happened in a free market.
So, I think that the couple of factors are important here. The government mandated, you know, Congress mandated that people be given loans for reasons that perhaps they shouldn't have been given loans. Like people, you know, hey, let's push loans on folks that, offer loans to folks that may not have as good of a chance of repaying them as others, and in the guise of trying to be fair. And, you know, I understand there's probably some bank manager out there that doesn't want to loan somebody money based on the color of their skin. There's probably more than one. But I would think that those people could go to some bank somewhere and get a loan. I just don't think that the color of your skin precludes you from a bank loan in this country. I hope. Maybe I live in a little crystal world where everything's white and happy. I don't know. But I tend to think not. So, A, the government involvement in these mandates that, banks sort of have to offer loans without considering people's ability to pay or properly considering people's ability to pay. Secondarily, the Federal Reserve making, you know, pushing money out there. They're making money more available.
And they set interest rates.
They set interest rates on loans for
mortgages.
Which
they can set artificially low as compared to what the market might set them at, thereby making it more likely that the loans are going to go out, right?
Right. I don't know when the term the American dream was attached to the idea of having a little house with a white picket fence. It sounds like suburbia to me, so it sounds like sometime in the 20th century, and anytime in the 20th century, loans were never as cheap as they were in the very last few years of the 20th century.
Hmm.
So, therefore, the American dream was devalued by the Federal Reserve, and the consequences of that were the housing crash of 2006.
Well, right. So then you also have there's a certain – well, something happens with the market when prices are low, right? People buy more.
Sure.
And so they buy more, you know.
That's why they have 2-for-1 sales.
Yeah, exactly. This is just what people do. It's basic economics. And so basic economics kicks in, people don't know enough about the, you know, interest rate setting and all that to, you know, consider that as a factor in whether or not they're going to get a home loan. All they know is that their buddy just bought a house for X and flipped it for X times two.
Mm-hmm.
And they see that happening and they say to themselves, whoa, how do I get in on that?
Yep.
And so then you take, you know, all these other bad factors that Mark was talking about, these bad economic factors the government's involved in, then you add the marketplace to it, and people just start picking up houses left and right, even though they don't need to, and in a situation in which they knew what the risks were, and they were, you know, the interest rates were real, they might not have made those same decisions. So what happens as a result of these government-controlled interest rates is malinvestment, where people will make an investment that they otherwise, in different economic circumstances, wouldn't have done.
Right. Let me give you another example. Is I had a friend who got out of his line of work and went into the home constructing line of work because he had some expertise in that area, decided he's going to get out of his good-paying job and start his own business doing home construction.
Look at all the money. Why not, right?
He bought, you know, the money was cheap. He bought bulldozers. He bought equipment. He got all the equipment that he needed and did really well for a couple of years. And then suddenly the bottom fell out of the market, and he's got spec houses, he's got bulldozers, he's got equipment, he can't pay it. He's, you know, he can't get his old job back. He's just bankrupt at 62 years old.
Yikes.
Yeah, unfortunate.
So do you see what that happens is? So you got all these people buying a bunch of houses they don't need, buying two, three more houses than, you know, the one they're living in, and then trying to flip them and make money down the line. All of a sudden, the bottom drops out of the market. They're holding all these assets. Then they've got all these assets that they've got, but they can't rent it and they can't sell it. Or if they do sell it, they're going to have to sell it at a loss. So they're kind of stuck in this situation.
Yep.
Prices start to go down even more because you've got all these people with all these empty houses that are trying to get rid of them. They flood the market with these home sales, which of course drives price down even further because everybody's competing for the bottom at that point.
And then the foreclosures chime in,
yeah.
And you know, the whole thing goes again. Now, what you're asking me is, in a true free market,
could this have happened?
In houses, can this occur? And I've asked questions like this of real Austrian economists, of which we only
none of which are sitting here.
Yeah, we only play those on the radio, and the fact is that bubbles can occur in markets when people get excited about things.
But they happen over a shorter period of time, do they not?
They tend to not happen in concert with other bubbles. And so likely it would not occur across the entire geographic area of the United States.
Let's come back with more here in a moment. We can flesh the discussion out and take your calls and your thoughts. And maybe you know more about this than we do. Certainly possible. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, and you can, of course, take control of the website, as you can take control of the airwaves here by phone. Similarly, on the website, you get to actually influence the content of the site. So what you see on the front page there are different items, mostly news-related, but sometimes fun, sometimes videos and things like that, that have been submitted by listeners just like you and then voted upon as well. And the items with the most votes will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It is completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, whether it's you who's the outdoor enthusiast or you have someone in your life that is and you want to get them a gift, Christmas is coming up, and sometimes you just want to get gifts. Name brands are always a good choice because you're more likely to get the quality there. And, of course, the low prices. Everybody wants to get low prices. Best place to get low prices on name brands, Andy, I believe they have off-brand stuff too, is ManVentureOutpost.com. I've gone and I've comparison shopped. Many of my friends have comparison shopped, and, of course, they claim themselves to be some of the lowest prices you're going to be able to find. I haven't found any prices lower on comparable items at other locations. Go check out ManVentureOutpost.com if you're looking to buy knives or ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, outdoor wear and gear. All that stuff is available at ManVentureOutpost.com. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. The margins are really small over there at ManVentureOutpost.com. 5% off is a big deal. And, you know, that'll save you on shipping. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
So we have Nico on the line in Illinois. He'd asked the question about the housing market and the bubble that has affected everyone and whether or not something like this could happen in a free market. And, Mark, your answer was basically, and as you pointed out, we are not economists on this program. We're amateurs at best.
Economists don't know. We basically study what went wrong as opposed to what will go wrong.
But as you said, that there can be, and Nico, by the way, is still with us here. Nico, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you had said at the very end of the last segment, Mark, that you know, a bubble could happen in a marketplace, but it will be much more limited.
Yes. So this is my understanding after researching the subject, and I did it a couple of years ago when the housing bubble was much more fresh, and spoke to some people who are Austrian economists that have expertise in this area. And their claim is that bubbles certainly can occur when money is backed by value, and which would occur in a free market, likely. So first off, a free market does not dictate that money will necessarily not be backed by value. Okay, so, I mean, somebody could come along and make green pieces of paper that have no gold or silver or cryptology in the case of bitcoins or whatever. They have no value behind them and just say, hey, everybody, this is money. Let's use it like money. And people might, but it seems unlikely.
You'd have to be pretty persuasive.
You'd have to be very persuasive.
Especially if there is real money and people know what it is.
And it certainly wouldn't happen over time, but some people might try taking it as currency. I mean, you might be able to convince them of monopoly money, at a store or something like this. And this is going to cause a fluctuation in the marketplace. There's no doubt about it. But it's unlikely that that's going to happen across the nation or across the globe. And, so that drives down the possibility of these things occurring. And equally with the housing market, the reason people got into the housing market is because people were getting into the housing market, and people just kept on getting in. It was almost a Ponzi scheme in its, it wasn't being administered like a Ponzi scheme, but it had some of the attributes of a Ponzi scheme.
Well, and right, and isn't the housing market something where everybody thinks they can play? Like, if there was some new hot business that was opening up, not everybody would want to start a Cold Stone Creamery, for instance.
Sure.
This is an example of a business that it had an explosion in popularity due to the easy money in the marketplace, the Federal Reserve setting interest rates and things like that. Cold Stone Creamery had to shut down a bunch of its stores. And
people just weren't going out for expensive ice cream.
Right.
As much.
I mean, you could say it was because it's a really cheesy place to get ice cream, but who knows what the actual reasons were for this happening. But the point is, a bunch of people got into what was a franchise opportunity, and they were in over their heads, and then it didn't work out for them, and they had to shut down. But not everybody's going to want to start an ice cream store. However, everybody needs a place to live. And so it's an issue that can
affect a lot of people can go to Home Depot and buy themselves a belt sander and call themselves a restoration artist. I did this on more than one occasion. Mm-hmm. I had some experience in doing menial construction stuff. Is all it takes is back then all it took was some paint and some trimming of the bushes, and you had a more expensive house. That was really it.
Mm. And you could flip it.
You could flip it, yeah. And people did. Is all you had to do is hold on to it.
That's what they thought until.
And so that was what was occurring in the marketplace at the time. Yeah. I actually had, in the neighborhood I lived in Sarasota, Florida, before you and I moved, when we moved for the Free State Project, freestateproject.org, my house was the last one to sell, and it sold over the bubble. It sold for the highest price.
You just got in at the right time.
I just got out at the right time. It wasn't even the right time. Listen to what I've got to say here. It was the highest price that a house had sold in that neighborhood, and I still didn't make money.
Wow.
Because at that point, you just had the expectations, well, we'll be able to sell it for this, that, or the other. Everything's going to be worth $1 million here shortly.
You were just thinking you'd make double or something like that, huh?
It was close to that. Yeah, we had, basically we sold it for, $15,000 less than we had into it.
So, Nico, did that answer your question?
Well, a little bit, but I guess my whole thing was, I read a bit into it. And if there's a better show that I could call in and ask, where people actually like to talk about geeky economic stuff, I'm starting to listen to LRN a little bit. So if you have any recommendations, I'd love to hear.
I don't know of any shows hosted by actual economists. I know Osborne.
I would call in on School Sucks.
Yeah.
Because
Osborne's on it most of the time.
Osborne, who's got a PhD in Austrian economics.
If you go to schoolsucksproject.com, you can learn more about that show. And Jason Osborne is the man behind SACL CAI, and he's very brilliant when it comes to economic things. So it would be great to give him a chance to talk, too.
But Mises at Mises.org is likely to have some answer to this already in a podcast form.
Yeah, that's probably true. And those guys definitely know their stuff.
M-I-S-E-S.
Nico, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE.
Apparently we weren't in-depth enough for him.
By the way, as an aside, I would like to know, and maybe, I don't know, Julia, maybe you can help with this because you're kind of into the Linux thing now, but
Barely.
Really... where are the Linux people? Like, I asked a question. Normally, if you mention Linux, the Linux people are very excited, and they, you know, love the opportunity to talk about Linux.
What do you want to know about Linux?
Well, we've had a problem over the last couple of days, technical difficulties we've been having behind the scenes with the listen line. Somebody called in to the network over the weekend saying they were having trouble listening to the listen lines, which are a phone number that you can dial on your phone. It's a long-distance number. You call this number, and you can listen to Free Talk Live over your phone. And so,
assuming you don't have free long distance, it might be a problem, but it's unlikely that that's the case.
Right. So know what your calling plan is before you make that call. But apparently it was stuttering, and I checked it, and he was right. You know, it was stuttering, so there's some sort of streaming issue going on there. And the company responded back saying that they tried a couple different players on Linux, and they couldn't get it to work. So I don't know if something's screwed with our streams. Are people on Linux unable to listen to the streams, or is it just this company that is, you know, using bad software? So they asked for recommendations as to what software they could use that would work. So I've asked on the Facebook page, and I've now made it a sticky on the Facebook page. You go to facebook.freetalklive.com. If you are a Linux person, please please respond to that question. The question is basically, you know, A, do the streams work for you in Linux on the same players that they don't work for the company? And B, what does work? So I'd love to give these people an answer so we can fix the streams, the phone lines, because I don't want to have to downgrade. Because basically what happened is I upgraded to Shoutcast version 2, which is the software that lets us do streaming in the first place. So, you know, usually upgrading makes things better, but not always. Sometimes when you upgrade to new software, it breaks. But this isn't that new of software, so it shouldn't be causing this problem. And so I need the Linux people to tell me what their listening experience is like. Has it broken for you over the last week? I would think if it had, somebody would have complained.
The Ubuntu people usually, you know, come call them and talk to them about Linux.
So it's there over at facebook.freetalklive.com. Take a moment, answer that question. I'd really appreciate it, and I'm sure the folks that want to listen over their phone lines would as well, because right now it's really bad to listen to. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the WaterBob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches, start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. Freetalklive.com allows you to control the content of the website and get interactive in various ways. You can interact with our listeners in the chat room as well. We've got our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and the chat room's right beneath it. And it is built into the page, makes it easy so you can watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that, and it is all completely free. If you would like to support Free Talk Live, considering that the show is free and it isn't free to run the website, it does cost us money, maybe you want to help us out a little bit, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, and it also helps Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. So, for instance, as I mentioned, what I do during the daytime is I call talk radio stations, unless I'm out doing activism, but most of my day today was calling talk radio stations. I took a brief break later this afternoon to go out and do Chalk the Police in Keene, which was a lot of fun. But contacting these stations is important, and having a little bit of an ad budget helps us out. It makes it so Free Talk Live is more a top of mind for sure. These program directors out there. And you can help us with that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, amp-only forums, and more. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for just a few bucks a month. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE. I said we would talk about the spanking issue on from a wider perspective. We had addressed the corporal punishment side of things previously, and I think we're all in agreement this is totally inappropriate for schools, right? Like, to have spanking as a punishment at a school?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's inappropriate, but I think it's more inappropriate because it's a public school, so you don't have any say in that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are some parents out there that want to spank their kids and are probably okay with their kids being spanked, and I'm not sure, I don't like it at all. I don't think it's helpful or appropriate, but I don't feel comfortable telling people how to raise their kids.
Sure.
So if you were a parent and you really wanted your kid to get spanked, and you wanted to send them to a private school that
boarding
was tanking.
Boarding school or something, military school.
That's your business.
Yeah.
So I think it's incredibly inappropriate at a public school.
I agree with that, although I still disagree with the parents' choice to send their kids to those schools. They should be free to make that choice, but it's something that I wouldn't do if I had a child, because I think that spanking is dangerous. And LiveScience.com has a piece about it, specifically in response to the Texas story, where a high school girl opted in to being spanked. in order to get out of an extra day of what presumably might have been in-school suspension, but it wasn't made clear in the article from voiceofamarillo.com. As the district is now loosening its corporal punishment rules, because the issue was that she was spanked by a male principal as opposed to a female, and that's what upset her mom. So her mom was totally fine with her daughter being spanked, but upset about the fact that it was a guy that did it.
Now, well, we don't know what the mom was fine with. She was using that as her in, at the very least.
Well, the article didn't mention that she had a problem with the spanking at all, except for the fact that it was a man.
And well, articles get stuff wrong sometimes.
That's true. But that's all we have to go on, right? Because we don't have...
Right.
Her or her mom on the phones with us here. And so we, you know, to some extent, it's really not so much about the details of the case. But interestingly, the school board has now made their policy less restrictive, meaning that there is no longer a policy that says a male cannot spank a female and a female cannot spank a male. Now it's, you know, totally fine.
No big deal, right?
So instead of going in the right direction and actually getting rid of corporal punishment, they've gone in the other direction and made it so more people can administer the corporal punishment, which is crazy. But anyway, life science continues. As the district loosens its rules, researchers and child development experts have turned against physical discipline of children, linking it to increased aggression, anxiety, and depression in kids.
So linking it. Now, we've spent a lot of time reading a lot of different articles on spanking on this show, and I've gone through on some of these links here that they cite, and I'm familiar with the articles that they've cited, or I read the articles that they cited. And so there's a statistically significant number when they're talking about this thing that they're talking about, but it's not like it's you do this and your child will be more aggressive. Do you understand?
Okay.
So when they claim that it's linked to aggression and these kind of things, that doesn't
mean it's more likely.
It means it's more likely. But what you need to consider is that the person who administers one spanking per quarter, every 3 months to their child or every year or something like that, is lumped in with the person who spanks several times a day.
I see what you're saying. So I mean, if it were people spanking more often, maybe it would be more likely.
Right, and it absolutely is. When you start to meet this out as spanks more than three times a week and things like that, then you'll find out that you're talking about people that really are creating problems with their kids, that their kids
For sure.
are going to be aggressive, they're basically reacting in, you know, they live in a world of fear. They live in a world where they don't know what's going to happen or when they're going to be punished. And it's not okay. It's not an okay way to live. I don't think it's fair to say somebody who uses spanking as a, you know, sort of last resort deterrent once every 6 months or something like that is the same as somebody who uses it.
It's interesting that you say that because I don't remember ever being spanked as a child,
okay.
But my dad was very angry, and he would have these outbursts where he would get really mad, and he would stomp around the house, and he would slam things and break things and yell really loud, and it was terrifying as a kid. I hated it. And I think that I have some damage from that.
It's the terror.
Right.
That's what I want to make the point on in this case, is it's not the spanking. From what I can read and everything I've ever read, this is post-traumatic stress disorder that these kids are experiencing, and they experience it like soldiers do. Not soldiers tend to experience it more through shame, but you know, let's talk about stress. In this case, they experience it from the stress of the situation, from the terror that's induced by a person that weighs five or six times them, grabbing them by the arm,
who's supposed to love them,
and smacking them. Well, you can spank and still love your child. There's a difference.
I think that's
here.
A strange dichotomy.
Let me make my point. Okay, so and I think it's important here.
Doing this because I love you.
But you can scare the bejesus out of your child without ever spanking them.
Yeah.
You can create a terrifying environment for your child with just the words that you say. You can use all kinds of alternative forms of punishment and still create a terrifying environment as this occurred in your home.
And this wasn't always even something about us. Like, we could have done nothing.
Sure.
He could just have a bad day.
Bad day at work.
And, you know, something would piss him off, and he would just start screaming. And exactly like you said, there was constant terror. My brother and I were always scared. Like, he was like, you know, like, don't stir the pot, don't do anything wrong.
So it wasn't that you were terrified that he was going to hit you?
No, he never hit us. I wished he hit him. When I was younger, I wished he would hit me so that I could get rid of him. You know, that was our opinion. I remember one time when Chris and I were really young, we started to try to tell our mom that he hit us so that we could get rid of him because he was just such a jerk. You know, and she didn't believe us, but...
And you were lying.
Yeah. But that's the way we felt. You know, we were constantly terrified.
Of him being scary.
Yeah, he was scary.
Not that you were frightened of him physically, but just that he was a scary guy.
Yeah, I don't even remember getting a spanking. If I did, it might have been once, and I was so young, I don't remember it. But it was just terrifying, you know, and it lasted into my teenage years. He yelled at me like that when I was a 21-year-old, and that's why I stopped talking to him. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my contention.
He did beat the dog, though.
He did. He took his beatings out on the dog.
And how did that go for the dog?
The dog, not in good shape.
I met this dog once, and it was insane.
It was a golden retriever, and it was vicious.
Right. It looked like...
That in and of itself says something.
Right.
It looked... It didn't look like a golden retriever. Like, when you think about golden retriever, you think... Nice, pretty coat, nice-looking dog, and you know what a golden retriever looks like. This looked like a scraggled, snarled, like horribly, you know, disfigured-looking dog.
You did catch it at the end of its life, right?
It had a lot of tumors by that age. But true. So it was
constantly
pretty haggard.
Barking, though,
if a stranger came over, we had to put her outside, and she would literally stand at the glass door and just ferociously bark at you like she wanted to attack. She's
like
very
no
nice
golden
to
retriever
us.
You'd ever seen before.
And she was very nice when we were a puppy, but once my dad had beat it enough, it was like really messed up.
And this is my contention when it comes to the spanking argument. Now, I always get the crappy end of the stick here on the air because I won't come out and say that I think that spanking is evil, wrong, and anybody who participates in it is a Neanderthal. And that's what the listeners, many of the listeners in the peaceful parenting community, want me to come out and say. And I'm not going
to
say that.
It's wrong to hit people.
I'm going to say,
especially your kids.
I have another statement in regards to spanking, but my statement in regards to punishment is if you use terror on your children, if you create a terrifying environment on your children, you're going to have mentally damaged adult children.
You're absolutely right about that, too. And I think that's a great point. 855-453. You can tell us about your story, about your damage, if you'd like. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. 855-453.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.